This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And let's go somewhere else. Let's not forget Palestine. 70 years. According to Liz Truss's analogy, you are fine to go in Ukraine as a British citizen and fight the Russians. What if after years and decades, a person seeing the oppression, he saw the Israelis go into the lands of the Palestinians, annex their lands, like the Russians went into Ukraine. But not 2 weeks, 70 years of oppression, 70 years of brutality, 70 years of racism and apartheid. And he said, Liz Truss said, I should help the oppressed. It's far worse in Palestine than it is in Ukraine. It's 70 years. It took you 5 days to put sanctions on Putin. It's been 70 years. And you've been making every excuse, pussyfooting around, and you can't put sanctions. You stop the BDS movement wherever you can. So let's say, somebody listened to Liz Truss. And he says, well, according to Liz Truss's analogy, if people can go to Ukraine and help the oppressed, I can go to Palestine because they've been under persecution for 70 years. What would the outcome be? The outcome would be he would be locked up and the keys would be thrown away. Terrorist! And the hypocrisy, you see, on every level, there's hypocrisy. On your color, there's hypocrisy. On the media, there's hypocrisy. On the foreign policy, there's hypocrisy. And the reason I'm mentioning this to you, brothers and sisters, is this. Never allow the pressure around you to stop speaking the truth. The Prophet ﷺ said, Kalimatul haqq afdhulul jihad, kalimatul haqqin inda sultan jail. The greatest form of jihad is that you carry on speaking the truth, even if everything around you contradicts you, even in front of a tyrannical ruler. We sometimes think, oh no, because the imams are not speaking about Palestine. Nobody's speaking about Palestine. The politicians are against you. The Muslim countries are against you. Now we need to remain quiet. No. You can see the hypocrisy. You can see when they want to make an issue, when they want to change, they will. But ultimately, at the end of the day, Allah will ask you and I, what did you do? Did it take CNN? Did it take something else? Did it take the BBC to speak about it, for you to speak about it? Or was the words of Allah and His Rasul enough for you?